Hey everybody, welcome to Manna. I'm really excited to get into God's Word with you guys again. And of course, will you guys join me as we pray, all right? Lord, we want to thank you, God, for this day that we're alive and just the gift of life on earth and especially the gift of eternal life. So we ask, God, that you would bless this moment as we get into your Word, that you would open up our ears, our eyes, our hearts, and our minds to receive what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So today our topic is called The Door. We've all probably said that prayer or the saying one time or another that if God opens a door, he'll shut a door. Or if he shuts a door, he will open another door. You know, well, for those of you who are facing a fork in the road or maybe you're seeking the Lord about a decision that needs to be made, we all have a door in our life. Either we need to open it and go through it, or we need to close it and lock it. So this devotional here is to help you discern God's will in your life when it comes to knowing what you should do and if God is in this or not. It's tough at times to look at a situation and say, is this God's will for my life or is it not? You know, that's like a big thing for us. And so, but thank the Lord that he gave us his word that gives us pretty clear instruction on how to deal with these situations. So the first thing I want to say, the first point is going to be that the door that God opens will never contradict his word. So when, you know, you're praying about something or you believe that God is opening a door or something like that is happening, the first way to know if it's God's will is if it contradicts his word, then it is not God's will. You know, God will affirm his will through his word, right, regarding your situation. So let me give you an example. I'm the youth guy here at Lighthouse, right? So a lot of the youth with the dating topic, a lot of the kids like to date. And, you know, a lot of times they'll date either unbeliever or a lot of times it's pretty interesting how a lot of Christians will want to date an unbeliever. Either it's like that heart of I want to save them or the heart of they can change. And so they deal with that a lot. And I'll say in 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? Now, I'm not saying that we need to be closed off to people who don't follow Jesus or to act like we're better than them. I'm saying there's going to be a lot of heartache and challenges if you do that. Just one of the basic things, the convictions that we follow and the principles that we follow as a believer, an unbeliever may not follow those. And so there's things that they would do that we just know that are not right, that we can't do. And if we're unequally yoked with them, there's going to be that constant conflict or challenges to overcome those issues. So I just tell the youth right away, just, you know, stay in your lane and God has somebody for you. He's got somebody who loves Jesus, somebody who's going to help encourage your walk with Christ, right? And that's the first thing I like to say. If they're like, man, is this God's will for my life? I'm like, well, first of all, are they a believer? Do they love Jesus? You know, and the second thing regarding that is disobedience to family rules. So like, let me give you an example. The youth will say, hey, will you pray for my relationship? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll ask the questions, they believe her, and they're like, yeah or no. I say, well, what does your family say about it? Well, I'm not allowed to date. And I say, okay, do you hear what you're saying? You want me to ask God to bless your relationship that you're not supposed to have, that your home is, your family rules saying you cannot date, and you're being disobedient, going around and dating somebody. I'm like, there's no way we can pray that God would bless that. It says in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with the promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. So again, to honor your parents is to honor God. Okay. So if you're breaking rules in the house and you believe that it's God's will or that you want God to bless it, but yet you're clearly being disobedient to your parents, that's a red flag that it is not God's will for your life, okay? So Another thing is committing acts of sin to attain those things. You know, a door opens and we say, is this from you, God? Well, when that opportunity arises, how did you get to that point? Did you have to commit sins? Did you have to be scandalous? Did you have to do things that were not honoring to God to get to that point? And that you got to that point and now you're saying, okay, is this God's will? James 1, 13 through 15, let none of you say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So if you're wondering if it's God's will for your life, when that door is there, if you had to do things that were unbiblical or dishonoring to God to get there, most likely that's a red flag and it is probably not God's will for your life. Because when God opens a door, provides a door for you, it's done in a righteous way, right? It's done through a holy biblical way. And so we don't have to do all these scandalous things. We don't have to do what worldly people do to attain what they want. That's not God's will for your life, okay? So the second point, the door that God opens will be accompanied by confirmation, okay? So that's why it's so important to have your believers around, your leaders in your life. And when you're praying about something and if it is God's will, God will put it on the hearts of those around you as a confirmation, okay? So I've been in the situations where a lot of people say, man, everybody from my pastors to my, you know, my peers to leaders in my life, they're all saying that this is not good, that this is not the will of God, but my heart and my feelings say it is. And again, God's will is confirmed through people around you. That's what he does, okay? And this is found in 2 Corinthians 13:1. It's confirmed through your spiritual leaders, okay? This is the third time I am coming to you. Every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. So having people in your life, your pastors, your leaders, your youth leaders, your mentors, have them be praying for you and God will confirm it through them as well. And one thing I like to do with people, you know, when they're saying, hey, I have this situation I have to make, I say, wait, you know what? Let's pray for 7 days. Put your alarm clock at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m., whatever time. I'm going to set mine for the same time. And as soon as that alarm goes off, me and you are going to pray every day at the same time. And at the end of those 7 days, let's see what God says. Let's see what we're feeling that the Holy Spirit is leading us to, right? So again, to have people with you that can confirm these things that you're seeking and your decisions that you're making is so important to make sure you have people, godly people around you that are standing in that gap of prayer with you. Another thing is you're going to have a supernatural peace about it. You see, if you come in contact with this door, this opportunity, man, is it God's will? If you don't have a peace about it and you're full of anxiety and worry and maybe even anger, whatever it is, most likely that's a red flag. Philippians 4:7 says this, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So God's will is accompanied by God's peace. So when that situation, that choice, that door is there, if God's peace is not in it, be very careful. Be very, very careful. God confirms his will through his word, through prayer, through dreams, even nature itself. So God is speaking to us and leading us and guiding us. But the question is, are you looking? That's why when I pray, I say, Lord, open up our eyes, our minds, our hearts, our ears to receive from you. So remember, God is confirming that this door is from him or it is not from him. And you just have to look. You have to even put your emotions to the side when it comes to discerning these things. So the third point, the door that God opens will require you to depend on him. God is more than able, you know, to sustain you, to give you strength when an opportunity comes about or you have to make a decision to go through this door or not. If it's God's will, it's going to be all about him. You're going to need to depend on him. But if this thing is requiring you to work in your own strength, in your own confidence, in your own trust, or anything other than Christ, that's a red flag. Most likely it's not in God's will for you to do this. So Ephesians 6:10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. God's will is accompanied by God's strength, okay? By his supernatural power to give you that strength to endure things. But when we step out of that and we do things on our own, those are not good. It's most likely not in God's will. So another thing, God always supplies a way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So if you need to shut a door in your life, maybe this door is open in your life and it's something that's a stronghold. It could be an addiction. It could be, an example, like a pornographic addiction. It could be lust. It could be anger, hatred, idolatry, all these different things. Well, God provides you a way of escape. The door is there. He gives you that door to go out and to shut it. But the question is, are you looking? Are you seeking that? Because God gives you a way of escape. So if you're in a situation you feel like there's no escape, that's not true. God gives you a way of escape. God's faithful like that. He's got our back to the fullest. And remember that. So I hope that this gives you guys some clarity regarding the door, that if this is from God or is it not from God. You know, if you follow these basic biblical principles regarding this, being led by the Lord, you're going to find yourself living in the will of God. And for your life, it's going to be amazing. And making bold, godly decisions for your family, your relationships, your career, and your spiritual walk with God. All right? So keep your eyes open and seek the Lord. God bless you guys.